It's time to get spooky. Welcome to the show. Let's go.
Hello, and welcome back to the Spooky Scary Podcast. My name is Kath.
And my name is Chris. I was covering my mouth with when I said that, so fucking
my
amazing.
My name is Chris.
You don't get to fucking know my name. It's a lot of hostility this early in the morning. It's 2 p.m. We've already been over this.
It's 4 p.m. for me.
It's not.
It is like the early evening for me right now.
But,
welcome.
Wherever you are, whatever time of the day it is, welcome back to another wonderful episode of the Spooky Scary Podcast. This week we will be talking about what?
Monsters.
And not the Monster Mash, because...
I feel like I could watch your brain trying to come up with a segue.
I wanted to segue into the Monster Mash somehow into this, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I want the Monster Mash.
I'm gonna say it. Even if it doesn't make sense, I'm gonna fucking say it.
Because why? It's my fucking podcast.
Are you usurping?
Yeah.
It's Bye. Chris's podcast now. Okay, I'm logging off. See you guys.
No, please. I need banter. Plus, also, you go first this week, so I wouldn't know who else to talk to.
Oh, I do. Okay, so we have done a couple serious episodes, I feel like. The past couple ones have been a little bit more like, well, I guess we did Greek myths semi-regularly. I get a little bit sad when we're talking about murder because I have a, so, surprise, I have anxiety. I get very in my head sometimes when we do the episodes where we're talking about murder, where I'm like, oh, but I want the podcast to be like fun, but then I'm like making jokes, and then I'm like, am I being insensitive? Because we're talking about someone being fucking murdered. So sometimes I'm like, let's just talk about something like that's a goof, and then I don't have to fucking feel bad.
And also sometimes work is just rough, and so it's nice to just do some research about shit that's not so rough.
Yes,
know?
Although my story does involve a lot of murder. It happened a very long time ago, and not that I'm saying that, like, that means it's less sad, but it's like, if it happened in the 15th century, I probably don't have to worry about, like, offending the relatives of this person, you know?
I mean, yeah, that's probably fair.
Yes, and a lot of it is like, did that really happen? Is it a myth? Who's to say? Historical records are not super well kept. But I was thinking about, like, what's our favorite episodes that we've done? My favorite episode that we've ever done is Unfiltered Thoughts on Twilight. If you haven't listened to that one, please go listen. I think we're so funny.
I honestly go back and listen to that one quite regularly.
I do too. That's the only episode of ours that I've listened to multiple times that I'm like, let's just like,
because
just have fun.
I can't listen to myself talk for any long period of time usually.
Oh yeah. That's why our episodes are edited so poorly, is because we don't want to actually listen to our own voices.
Right. I'm usually just like, ooh, there's a loud spike. Let me go see what that was, which is why we clap for ourselves. But, what the fuck was I talking about?
Twilight episode. We were talking about the Twilight episode.
Oh yeah. Nope, still doesn't bring back what the fuck I was talking about it.
My favorite thing about having a podcast is how great at speaking we both are.
And how great it is whenever you're just talking live, and so whenever you fuck up.
I think that I've just, you know, like, I've really honed my skills. I'm an amazing public speaker now, as are you. I always have a consistent train of thought.
And whenever we do fuck up, we get to then relive that fuck up later when we edit it and either cut it out or miss it. And then it goes online for 100 people to listen to later.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so on the topic of Twilight... I am like, what do I love? I love a werewolf moment. So I'm going to be talking about werewolves today. Now, Werewolves are interesting because I guess I never like really thought about where the werewolf myth came from, you know? Like I just never questioned it. That's interesting. So there is like some debate about all of it.
Well, that's wonderful.
Firstly, there's debate about like what the fuck even is a werewolf. Some people think that it is a person who transforms like entirely into a giant powerful wolf, like Twilight style man becomes wolf. Whereas other people are like, no, they don't actually become a full wolf. It's like a wolf human hybrid type situation. Think like
Twilight. Nope.
No, not
Harry Potter.
Yes, Harry Potter, or like even a little more humanish sometimes, like American Werewolf in London, I think is more of like a half and half type dealio.
I don't know if I've seen that.
I've only been in the Halloween Horror Nights house.
So the real experience.
Though. Yes, exactly. I was living it.
The true experience. Exactly. So you got the true, like, all immersive experience with the way the author truly wanted you to experience it, I feel.
Exactly.
However, whoever wrote it wanted you to experience it.
Yes. I don't know who writing, wrote it. Let's find out. American Werewolf in
Bucky,
London.
Come here, Bubba.
So I don't think it was a book. I think it's just a movie.
Oh. Shows you just how much I know about this movie.
1981 horror comedy film. I didn't know it was a horror comedy. I thought it was just a horror. But
yeah, I did too.
I thought like Teen Wolf, like, oh, that's a good example. Teen Wolf. Not the show, but I mean, maybe the show too, but specifically the Michael J. Fox 80s movie where he's like a basketball player, but then he's also a teen wolf. And then like being a teen wolf is like actually really good because it makes him really good at basketball for some reason.
Is it wrong of me that I only knew the TV show?
You've never seen Teen Wolf starring Michael J. Fox?
No, I only knew the TV show. I thought we were talking about the TV show with Tyler Posey.
No.
But maybe that's just the gay of me. That's just like jumping out real quick.
Okay, I'm gonna send you a photo of Michael J. Fox and Teen Wolf, and we are also going to be posting this on Instagram, so if you'd like to go look on Instagram right now,
unless you're driving, please don't do that. We can't recommend that.
See the photos that I'm sending to Chris currently of Michael J. Fox in Teen Wolf, and this is
okay, but that's terrifying.
Yes, this is what some people think a werewolf is. Like a humanoid wolf thing.
That is truly fucking horrifying. Like
a
if I saw
wolf
that
thing that can play basketball.
Like if I saw that walking down the street, like would you call like the police or animal control?
That's truly the question.
Well,
and
okay,
that's the question that
animal
a lot of
control these hands down, because fuck the police. But nope, that's the end of the statement, actually.
That's all I had to say about that.
I was like, actually, nope, that's... Hold on, I'm sorry, my dog is trying to eat a roach.
Oh, Becky, fun. Becky, do the podcast listeners know that your boyfriend just, like, breeds cockroaches for fun?
Probably not.
Well, now you know that that's an awful thing that happens.
Yes, so my partner loves to breed bugs. It is a fun little hobby that exists in my life, and it goes on in our office and in the podcasting room. So
you're a very supportive partner, because I don't think I could do that.
Well, you know, I try my best and, you know, do what I can. I just, they're for my reptiles, and so I'm like, well, they feed my children.
That's
so
true. I just
that's
think
helpful,
like,
and that saves me money.
I think if I had to draw a boundary for myself, that boundary is a box full of cockroaches in my house. But you know, if you have a different boundary, that's fine.
I mean, as long as I don't have to touch said cockroaches, I think I'm fine.
As long as they're kept
in a box. Yeah.
Oh my god, but what if like one day the box like breaks and then they're just everywhere? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to unleash that into your mind.
Then I'm moving out, and this is Stevie's house now.
Enjoy.
This is your home. I will find a new one.
Okay, so on the topic of werewolves, though, while we cannot 100% say what a werewolf even is...
I mean, I can probably say with a good amount of certainty it's not what you texted me.
That is actually, though, the hybrid model is, I think, more so what's pop... like, initially became the popular method of werewolf, like...
Okay, but, like...
A Twilight man with changed hair the landscape. Listen.
Glued on his body?
Yes, exactly. Exactly that.
Okay.
So either way, whether they're a hybrid or a full wolf, most of the werewolf legends, almost all of them, tell of a person becoming this like complete bloodthirsty creature once they've transformed. They're completely unable to control themselves or their impulses, and they lose the majority, if not all, of their humanity when they're in their wolf form. It is unknown the exact origins of the werewolf legend, because like people can't even agree what the fuck the legend is, so like how are they gonna like know what the origin was? But many of the early stories of like men becoming wolves actually wasn't them becoming a hybrid, it was them becoming like a full fucking wolf. But it like wasn't, it was like other people turned them into wolves. So some believe like the first werewolf transformation that occurred in stories was the Epic of Gilgamesh, which is the oldest known Western story.
I'm sorry, I don't know why that word just got to my brain, but Gilgamesh. It was a fun word.
No, it is. And it's revealed in this that Gilgamesh has like a potential lover, but then he finds out that she turned her previous partner into a wolf, and then he's like, I'm not about that, bye.
Okay. How does one just casually turn their lover into a wolf? Because that might be useful.
Who's to say?
No. I just need to know, just for, you know, for a friend.
Well, so there are a couple different ways that people say you can turn into a wolf, but we will get to that in a momento.
Okay, so I have to keep listening is what you're saying.
I'm assuming it was like magic or something.
Damn,
or like
okay.
A curse.
Well, I'm fresh out of both of those.
There are also these like werewolf like creatures in Greek mythology. I forgot to Google how to pronounce this. My bad. Okay. So specifically in the legend of Lycaon, something like that, where Lycaon, I'm sorry. No, I need to Google how to say this word. Because I think I say it a couple times. I'm sorry to the listeners. You do have to deal with this though. I apologize. I'm listening to a video. Lycaon. We're going to say Lycaon. So anyway, Lycaon, he pisses off Zeus, basically, because this is fucked up. He, you know how people like would give Zeus like food offerings?
Mm-hmm.
So he gave Zeus a food offering, but it turned out to like be the cooked body of a little boy. So Zeus was like, ew, gross, and turned Lycaon and his sons into wolves.
Oh.
Like for fun, I guess, as punishment.
As one does.
Yes. Which seems like low-key, for Zeus especially, it seems like kind of a
Zeus thing to do.
No, it seems like a low-key punishment. Like he served you the body of a little boy and you're just going to turn him into a wolf. Like you've done way worse to other people.
Fair.
That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I guess that's fair, but at the same time, like, what if it was like a... What if the wolf punishment was like secretly really bad?
Like, they're scared of wolves, so now they're like scared of each other.
Right? Yeah, like what if secretly they were also terrified of being outside or some shit, and
what
now
if they're all
like
vegetarians?
Yeah, and like terrified of blood and like raw meat, and now they have to like consume like raw shit,
ignoring the fact that they killed a little boy and served it to Zeus. But
well, yeah, albeit my story might have some gaps, but as does most Greek mythology.
That is true. We can jump over to the Norse mythology for some more werewolf fun. They have a story called the Saga of the Volsungs, where a father and a son basically discovered these wolf pelts, which is like the skinned fur of a wolf that you can like wear as an outfit. And the pelts had the power to turn you into a wolf for 10 days if you wore it. So,
what a specific number of days.
I know. 10 days of wolfdom if you wear this pelt. So anyway, father, son, they put on the magic pelts, they become wolves, and then I guess they just like randomly were like, let's go on a killing spree. So they went on a giant killing spree. I think that ties back into the, like, there's like that thing where they're
saying... loosens their inhibitions, and like exactly. When they're a wolf, they're like...
Thank you. I forgot how to speak for a moment. I was trying to think of how to say that, and I was just not doing the words good.
Don't worry, we finish each other's sandwiches.
Hated that. Anyway, so they go on this killing spree.
Ooh, my TV's purple now.
Oh, we love it. their TV is just malfunctioning. Sad.
Yeah, I have a second monitor in my office, and when I turned it on to set up for recording, it started being pink, and now it has transitioned to a lovely little purple hue. And I've just accepted that this is my TV saying that it is bisexual and not that it is broken. Thank you for accepting this as well and not disagreeing with me in any comments.
We stand by TV.
And we will continue talking about werewolves.
Yes. Anyway, so they're killing people. And then the father is like consumed by his bloodlust and he attacked his own son. And they say, like, werewolf wounds are cursed. So it was cursed, it's not healing, and the father is, like, brought back to reality by the fact that he fucked up his son. So he's, like, crying, being like, what have I done? And then a raven... Exactly. A raven, which apparently just, like, can talk and is a main character, overhears this remorse, the crying of the father, and he gifted him a magical leaf with the power to heal his son. And that's the story.
Okay, honestly, though, I would love to find a magical raven who would gift me a leaf.
Me too. Have you heard about, you know how ravens, they say, like, shiny stuff?
Yeah.
And you know how they can talk?
Yeah.
There was, like, this little girl, I guess, who started talking to and feeding the ravens, and they could... They would, like, say hi to her and, like, bring her shiny stuff as, like, presents.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's so fucking cute. Imagine the power that little girl has now. She's right? Like, I have an army of ravens.
I want to befriend a raven.
There's this video on YouTube that's so funny, and it's, like, this guy being like, do not get a pet raven. They are assholes. And it's him holding his pet raven. And it's just like the fear in his eyes at this bird that he owns is so funny. He also, though, has a YouTube video where he says that he was raped by a female werewolf. Taking us right back onto topic.
What a segue. Oh my God. I am so sorry for screaming into the microphone.
It's okay. I'm just going to leave you all with that information. You can go find the videos if you want to.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's true. So that's good, at least. Anyway, so the werewolf stuff became kind of big in the late Middle Ages. And I thought this was kind of sad, but also fun and fresh. Is that the... So legends of werewolves... were kind of spreading in tandem with legends of witches. So while there were all these witch hunts happening throughout Europe, some areas also had widespread fear of the werewolf and, like, this worry that someone in their community could secretly be a werewolf.
Oh, wonderful. So, you know, just hatred of everything.
Yes. So there were trials of accused werewolves, and they were especially common in the early 15th century in what is now Switzerland.
How does one be tried for a werewolf? Did that sentence make sense?
kind of the same way that you could be tried for a witch. Like, somebody would just accuse you, and then they'd be like, well, you can't prove that you're not one, so we're just gonna fucking murder you about it.
I did.
And there's a lot of, I noticed, werewolf stuff being... You know how, like, witches, like, men were accused of being witches, but it was mostly women.
Mm-hmm.
And it was usually, like, if there were women not following what you would expect to be, like, social protocols.
Yeah.
Like, they would be like, oh, you're a witch. It seems like werewolves are a similar way, but there's also, like, kind of a weird linking, and maybe this is just, like, the weird Harry Potter stuff getting in my brain, but, like, so you know the character Fenrir Greyback in Harry mm-hmm. Potter? He's, like, the werewolf. They kind of, like, he's, like, a pedophile, right? Like, he's, like, an allegory for pedophilia.
Seemingly so, yes.
Because he, like, attacks children.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like there is kind of that, like, weird, like, the werewolves were, like, linked to this idea of, like, men killing children specifically.
Mm.
But they did also kill non-children. So I don't know if it's, like, there is, like, a weird link with, like, pedophilia or if that's just, like, me reading into it. But it kind of seems like that might be a thing. But I don't know. It was believed at the time that fire was pretty much the surefire way to kill a werewolf. But there were also other methods that people would do that we'll talk about a little later that's insane. But a lot of accused werewolves were burned at the stake, just like witches were.
I mean, fire is a pretty surefire way to kill about anything.
Sure fire. Sure fire. Light him up.
That's not what I meant when I said that statement.
I know, but my brain just is in a place where it's saying words and...
Do
you ever just play word association with yourself? That's what I'm doing right now.
So you're at nonsense brain town.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm pretty much always there.
Mm-hmm. So. That's why this podcast works.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So it was not widely agreed upon how one would turn into a werewolf, but the common stories were an enchanted object, such as the werewolf pelts, which is weird to me because I'd never fucking heard that before, but apparently that was, like, the original one, is people thought, like, enchanted objects could turn you into a werewolf. Some people would also say that a curse was placed on the person, and then later seemed to evolve this idea that you would turn into a werewolf if you were bitten or scratched by a werewolf. So kind of like zombie rules.
Zombie rules always apply.
Yes. So I'm going to tell you this, a couple different stories of a couple different, like, real life werewolf accusations. I started this by, like, trying to research more, like, fun stuff, but then I, like, found all of these real life things that happened, and I don't know, I thought that was maybe more interesting. So in 1521 in France, there were two men named Pierre Burgot and Michel Verdun. I also am going to apologize in advance because there's a lot of French and German names in these stories and I'm going to butcher all of them. So,
and we love and appreciate you for it anyway. Well, yes. Some people may not, but you know what? Fuck off.
I don't want any French or German people in the comments being like, you actually pronounced these wrong. That was like the worst accent. I don't even know what accent I was trying to do. It like started French and then it went into German and then it went into like just like goblin.
Listen, we're not trying to be in the World Showplace Pavilion anytime soon, okay?
You're right, you're right. Anyway, so these two dudes, they went on a killing spree in France and they killed a bunch of kids. And the story spread through the village that they had sworn their allegiance to Satan. And Satan, I don't know why this is funny to me. Satan gave them magic lotion that if you put on the lotion, it turns you into a wolf.
It puts the lotion on the skin or it gets the wolf again.
Sure. Anyway, so the townspeople are accusing these two men of being werewolves, and they're like, yeah, we are. We did that. We have magic lotion that turns us into werewolves. So they got burned at the stake. And listen, they probably did kill those kids, but the fact that they were like, yes, we killed the kids, also, yeah, we're werewolves. What the fuck about it?
And the magic lotion part.
Yeah. But this is what's crazy, is news of that crime spread, and then soon after, another Frenchman named Gilles Garnier, who became known as the Werewolf of Dole, I don't know how to say it, he also murdered and mutilated the bodies of multiple local children. And when he was found out, he confessed and said, "I too have made a pact with Satan, and he gave me the magic lotion also, and I'm also a werewolf."
What the fuck is up with this lotion?
I don't know, but everybody wants it. I don't know why Satan is like, "I'm gonna give you this magic lotion."
Yeah, like, why is Satan so willing to hand out his fucking lotion?
Satan really cares about skincare. Apparently. The werewolf thing is actually just a side effect.
Yeah. All it takes is a soul.
Yeah, he's like, "I'm just trying to help them moisturize their T-zone. I didn't tell them to kill those kids."
If you can control the impulses that happen when you use the lotion, it's really, really good for your skin. I can't control that you had anger issues when you used it.
Yeah, listen, if you turn into a wolf occasionally, I think that is maybe the price that you have to pay for having fucking glowy, bomb-ass skin, okay? Every time I picture Satan, I picture fucking him from Powerpuff Girls. That's Satan in my head.
Yeah, no, I think that's a fitting description.
Yeah. So let's fast forward some years, some decades. Now we're in Germany in 1589 in the town of Bedburg.
There was a killing spree. In Germany.
Yes, I love it there. Beautiful in the summer.
I love it better in the winter, actually.
Okay.
It's better there to visit.
Can the listeners tell that we've never fucking been to Europe?
Not
I wonder
once.
If they can tell. We don't have money. Anyway, it began. So it began with local livestock being slaughtered, and you know it's like the 1500s, so like everybody has all these like
cows,
everybody's a farmer
and
shit. Yeah, so they're all like, "Why is my livestock being slaughtered?" But then soon after, the bodies of women and children were also found mutilated and left in the fields.
Not and there my had been women's.
Not my children's. After there were like a bunch of wolf sightings in the area, so the townspeople were like, "Oh, a wolf did it," and they formed these hunting parties to try to catch the wolf.
Ah, yes, a wolf broke into my home, took my wife out of my bed, and killed her.
Well, I mean, they could have been like in the fields, like tending to the sheep or whatever the fuck.
I mean, yeah, I guess, but I like my theory better.
Yes. Apparently, in the Middle Ages in Europe, wolves were really out there killing people all the goddamn time. Apparently, it was pretty common.
I mean, I guess that makes sense. Whenever there's less people and more animals, it makes sense that the animals would win
like,
more.
A snack. Let's go.
Yeah, like, ooh, this person looks tasty.
Yeah. So anyway, they have all these hunting parties, and there's one hunting party that cornered the wolf and shot off its paw.
Oh, poor baby.
Yeah. But the it didn't die. It somehow escaped around like the back of a structure and probably ran off. But the hunters followed it, and instead of a wolf in the area, they found a local farmer named Peter Stump. Although I also found a different article that said his name was Peter Grubb, so I don't know which one is true. I do think it would be funny if his name's Peter Stump because
he only had one hand.
Yeah.
Because they just shot the other one off.
Yes. So, they follow the wolf, they find Peter Stump, and he is missing a hand. So they're like, "We shot off the wolf's hand, and now Peter Stump over here doesn't have a hand." Although, what if he, like,
he
never
had a hand? He is a farmer.
What
if he just, like, lost a hand?
Yeah, they didn't really think about that, though.
They're like,
they were
"Oh,
just
you're
like,
the wolf. Time to kill you."
They were just like, logic states that you just transformed into human form out of wolf form. So they take him and they start torturing him until he confessed to killing and eating 14 local children as well as 2 pregnant women. His own son had actually been one of the victims as well, so he confessed to the murder and cannibalism of his own son.
Ah.
He also confessed to owning an enchanted belt that transformed him into the wolf. And that was pretty much all the townspeople needed. So after his confession, and remember, he was tortured through all of this. After his confession, the townspeople tied him to a broken wheel got like burning hot pitchforks and tore the flesh from his body. They then broke his limbs by pinning him into the ground out of fear that he would somehow rise from the grave. And then they finally beheaded him.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, they were like super worried that because they thought he was a werewolf, he like wouldn't actually die. So they were like, let's just cover all our bases, I guess.
That's a lot of bases.
Yeah, they then took a pole and they...
Are they still going?
Yeah, they engraved a wolf figure on the pole and put his head on top of it and left it in the town as like a warning. And then they found his wife and daughter and burned them both at the stake.
Why them?
Because I guess they were like, you're accomplices to the wolf.
Guilty by association?
Pretty much, yeah.
No.
Well, it is 1500s Germany, so I don't think they're like, not that like Germany, but like 1500s anywhere. Middle Ages Europe. They don't really have like due process.
I mean, I guess that's fair. Do we really have due processes now?
We don't, but at least we don't really like... keep people's beheaded heads in the middle of the town square.
That's fair. That's fair.
So I do appreciate that we've at least gotten rid of that. After they killed the whole family, they went into his home in search of the magic belt and obviously never found one. And many people now, like historians who have gone back and looked at the case, believe that obviously his confession was forced via torture and that he was targeted by the local Catholics because he was a wealthy Protestant.
Hmm.
Yes. So we're going to jump forward in the future a little bit. We're now in the late 18th century. And we're in the former province of, pardon me, Gévaudan, I believe.
Sure.
Is how it's said. It's in southern France. And they were terrorized by what is called, I'm going to try my best, La Bête de Gévaudan or the Beast of Gévaudan.
Sure.
Yes. So there's this beast. We're in Gévaudan. I'm like, I need to, I really hope that's how you say it. I'm sorry if it's not. Anyway, there's a beast.
Oh my God, is this the Beauty and the Beast?
No.
Oh. I got excited. I thought we were going to Disney for a minute. Took me back, but.
I mean, you can like headcanon.
No, because I'm pretty sure there's a lot more murder in this one.
There is.
Mm.
The beast was first spotted in June of 1764 by a woman named Marie-Jeanne Vallée, who was tending to her cattle in the forest when she described seeing...
Sorry.
Me, every afternoon. Honestly, me and Alex have, like, really been like, listen, future plans. We both need to become rich somehow. That's like, you know that meme that's like, question mark, profit? That's us. We're becoming rich. Somehow. And then we're going to buy a farm because I want cows.
Dude, I want a farm so bad. I literally just want the most amount of animals, but like, mm-hmm. I don't have the room for them.
Yes. It's interesting, my like internal growth, because when I was younger, I was like, oh my God, I want to grow up and move to New York City. I want to live in the city. And now I'm like, I want to live in the middle of nowhere with a cow.
Yeah, honestly, same. I mean, I'm still kind of torn between, like, I want to live kind of in a city-ish kind of area, but, like, on the outskirts of a city. Like,
yes,
where I can still get to somewhere if I need to, but I want to be secluded.
I will say, Florida cities are interesting because I live in Orlando, and if I drive, like, 20 minutes in one direction, there's theme parks and buildings. If I drive 20 minutes in the other direction, it's just cows.
Yeah.
It's just cows.
Yeah. I mean, if I drive 20 minutes in any direction here, it's just corn.
I'm kind of obsessed with that, like, the real cornfields.
Yeah, I mean,
have you ever seen The Lovely Bones?
I have not.
I watched that movie the other day, and like there's murder in a cornfield. Anyway.
I love that.
Not to spoil it for anybody. I mean, the whole plot is that the little girl's dead, so like, it's not really a spoiler.
I mean, yeah, I knew the premise of the movie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah.
Anyway, but Marie-Jeanne Vallée is not dead because she described seeing a creature in the trees, and she described it as, quote, I don't know how we have a quote from this woman from 1764, but we do. She said, quote, it looked like a wolf, yet not a wolf. End quote.
Wow.
Luckily for her, though, she was tending to her livestock, which included some bulls, and the bulls ran after it, and it ran off.
Mm.
However, not long after that, it did claim its first victim, which was a 14-year-old girl named Jean Boulay. She was attacked and killed by a large creature near the village.
Oh, by Jean.
After the first attack, more victims were claimed within the region. The creature seemed to target lone men, women, and children, with most of the victims having been in the forest of Gévaudan while the victims tended to their livestock. So, a lot of tending to livestock going on. Unfortunately, not all of them had bulls. So.
Should have gotten you some bulls. Clearly, yeah. The moral of the story is bulls keep wolves away.
Own a bull.
So, everyone go out and buy a bull right now. If you're underage, go get your parents' credit card out of their purse. Go to bullsrs.com.
Being out there with a sheep is not going to fucking protect you. I would like everyone to know that I almost said shoop instead of sheep. My brain was like, sheep is plural, so what is singular? Shoop. Is that what broke you? He's nodding.
Shoop.
Shoop.
Okay. I loved that.
Okay.
Where's the fucking water bottle? Oh, there it is.
I have lemonade.
I love that for you. I was noticing that it looked like it was a different color, but I was like, I don't want to say anything in case their water's just an off color.
Y'all got dirty ass water in Florida, but I'm not going to say anything about it.
Well, I did see something recently about Orlando needing to conserve their water consumption. So I was like, well, maybe they're just in hard times and needing to drink like
actual scum water. Outside water. Every morning I go down to the lake and collect a bucket.
Please don't do that.
I don't. I have, like, I put my water through, like, 4 filters.
I mean, yeah, same.
I, like, have a filter on the faucet, and then I pour it into my Brita filter pitcher, and then I drink it.
Mm-hmm. Same. Our water here has so much, like, deposit just on our faucets and stuff, like, in our shower and in our bathroom. I'm like, I'm not putting that in my body.
No thanks. No thank you.
Speaking of bodies, how many more die?
A lot. And most of the victims had their throats ripped out and their faces mutilated.
Oh.
Thank you for that, because I was wondering how to transition back into that sentence.
You're welcome. I'm good at segues like 5% of the time.
Yes. So let's learn about the beast. Descriptions of the beast vary, and as time went on and public hysteria grew, reports of the beast's size was also exaggerated. This kind of reminds me of, do you remember when we did the, I talked about the New Jersey Devil?
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, started off being like, it's like a big bat, and then by the end it was like, it is a giant horse, and it has wings, and it could eat 4 people at once.
It's the size of an airplane.
Yeah. I don't know how we haven't got it yet. But generally, the beast was described as a wolf-like dog, or kind of hyena-like dog, with a tall, lean frame and long legs, and it was said to be the height of a cow. It had an elongated head, kind of like a greyhound, with a flattened snout, pointed ears, and a wide mouth. It also had broad shoulders and a broad chest, and its tail was said to be longer and thinner than a typical wolf. The beast's fur was described as a reddish-brown color. Actually, the Wikipedia page said russet, and I was like, oh my god, Jacob.
Oh my god, I hate you. But I mean, I would have done the same thing, so I hate us is, I think, the moral of the story.
I hate us, I hate this podcast, and we're ending it tomorrow.
After this episode goes live. Goodbye.
Yes. So it was reddish-brown, and then it had black streaks on its back, and then it was said to have a heart-shaped white patch on its stomach, which is, I'm like, who saw its stomach? But
when it, like, reared up to kill them.
Oh, that's true. When it, like, got on all... And it could walk on its hind legs. I'm kidding. No, it couldn't.
It could walk like a human.
Maybe it could. That's the Michael J. Fox Teen Wolf version.
It, right before it transformed back into a human, it stood up on its hind legs real quick to ease into the transition.
Yeah, and then they were like, wow, it has a white patch on its underbelly.
And they're like, oh, cool.
So there were so many attacks and so many people died that in 1765, King Louis XV actually decreed that the French state would have to help kill the beast. Oh. So they first hired a father-son hunting duo, and the hunting duo went out. It killed a bunch of wolves, but the attacks kept coming. So then the king sent the lieutenant of the hunt, which is an amazing title. His name was Francois Antoine instead. And Antoine also killed multiple wolves, but the attacks kept going. And then finally, on June 19th, 1767, 3 years after the first attack, a local hunter named Jean Chastel shot a wolf in the area, and after that wolf was killed, the attacks allegedly ended. Although the wolf that he shot did not match the description of this huge beast.
Then who did it?
If we're talking in reality, what... what,
It was a serial killer then.
No, well, so what experts now who... There was like a big study about this specific thing in 1987... and first of all, like, the number of people who were killed by the beast, like, greatly differs. Most people estimate that it was about 100 people, but there was one study that calculated up to 610 total
Holy
attacks.
Holy fucking shit.
Yes. So there was a lot of people who were, like, actually killed by this thing, but most people believe that, it was not just one wolf, that there were just a lot of wolf packs in the area, and the reason that the wolf pack stopped was because there were like 15 different hunting parties in the woods killing a shit ton of wolves, and they basically just drove the wolves in the area to near extinction, ergo no more attacks could take place anymore.
Oh, okay. I mean,
that's the scientific understanding of it. I think it was a werewolf.
I guess that's fair.
A lot of people actually though believe that that's the situation with most of these, like, European serial killer things where they're like, it's a wolf, but it's a man. They're just like, no, it's just a lot of wolves, actually. But other people think that, nah, it was a fucking supernatural creature.
I mean, why not both?
Well, today, actually, if you look up the Beast of Givenon, you'll mostly see people being like, it was a fucking werewolf. Look at the evidence.
What's the evidence for people today saying?
Just kind of like being like, it makes sense. Like, kind of like, well, if it wasn't a werewolf, why were all these people describing this giant wolf and like saying that it had like this very particular fur pattern and all of this stuff, but that it was just like regular wolves? Like,
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah,
if and the fact that they're seeing the same wolf, why is it like different wolves?
Yeah, and there were a lot of people who also were attacked by the wolf and survived, and they were all saying it was like this giant wolf, and they all described it as having this like reddish brown fur with black streaks, but then like all the wolves in the area that they were killing were just like normal gray wolves.
Yeah, and so they're like, well, that's not adding up. Someone ain't telling the truth.
2 + 2, what's the meme that's like, well, if A plus B equals C and 1 + 1 = 2, then what the fuck is this? I probably butchered that. But
that's okay. We're not comedians.
Yes, I have one more mini story. There was a boy found in 1725. It was this young boy, and he was found wandering in the forests of Germany on all fours. He couldn't speak. And he had very animalistic tendencies, like he was walking on all fours, he would eat like an animal, he couldn't speak, he didn't understand social cues or like how to interact with people, etc. The boy was named Peter the Wild Boy, and many people thought that he was maybe like a young werewolf, or at the very least that he was raised by wolves. And he's where that whole like kind of story about like, oh, the kid raised by wolves, you know how you hear about that?
Mm-hmm.
He's where that came from, is because people were like, oh, he's a werewolf, or he was raised by wolves or something. But he was adopted by the courts of King George I and King George II, where... This is kind of fucked up, because they adopted him, but they adopted him as a pet. And he
That's
basically
not
just,
okay.
Yeah, so he basically just, like, lived the rest of his life. I mean, he, like, was in a palace, but, like, they treated him like he was a dog.
I mean, yeah, I feel like that's still, like, probably not okay.
Yeah, I'm like, maybe it's better than living in the forest, but I don't know. Especially when you hear this next part, because modern researchers believe that Peter had Pitt-Hopkins syndrome, which is a rare genetic and neurological disorder that was discovered in 1978, and it causes a lack of speech, frequent seizures, distinct facial features, difficulty breathing, and developmental delays. So people theorize that probably Peter had this, and then he was abandoned by his parents because he had this condition. So he was just kind of like abandoned, and he ended up crawling into the woods and surviving by himself until he was found, which is why he would then have even more of developmental delays, because he lived by himself in the woods instead of, like, being raised by humans.
Poor baby.
Yeah. So I know that story doesn't really have much to do with werewolves, but I just thought it was interesting.
What a downer of a, like, ending of injury on.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
And then, so, yeah, as gothic horror became, like, a popular fiction genre in the 19th century, werewolf myths kind of became more of a thing of fiction. And actually, you know what? This is what surprised me the most, is that a lot of the popular lore about werewolves, like, they transform in the full moon and they have a weakness to silver bullets and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
None of that is, like, really in the folklore, and, like, nobody really ever believed that. That stuff was all born out of, like, the gothic horror stories about werewolves.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's rude.
Yeah. So, that's some true facts about werewolves.
Well, hell yeah. Mine isn't, as murdery as yours was, perhaps. Mine is a bit more, legend-y. Not as much,
murdery.
Yeah. I'm doing the legend of the Dark Watchers.
Ooh.
I thought these were, I was like, I have literally no idea of what the fuck I was gonna do. And still today, had no idea what the fuck I was gonna do. And didn't for a long fucking time. And then I found these.
I've never even heard of this, so I'm excited.
These are a really cool legend that I had never fucking heard of until today. So, yeah. Let's just jump all right in. So, the legend of the Dark Watchers began in California around the 1700s in the St. Lucia Mountains. The mountain range spans from the Avila Beach all the way to Monterey, California. The Chumash people were the first to have recorded record of the Dark Watchers, first from having drawings of them in cave drawings. They also had legends of them that they spoke about, which later were passed down from generation to generation. The Dark Watchers were described as being well over 10 feet tall with no discernible characteristics.
Holy shit. I was sitting here being like, what the fuck are Dark Watchers? What's it gonna be? 10 feet fucking tall, okay.
They appear to be draped in long black cloaks and wore dark, large-brimmed hats.
I love Sarah Paulson and Coven. Yes!
10 feet tall, long black cloak.
Yep, that's what she looks like.
Exactly. The lore warns that it was the Watcher's mission to watch over the mountain range, and that anyone who comes in contact with them should turn away immediately, and if that they didn't, that they would vanish into oblivion.
I love the concept that you would see a fucking 10-foot tall person in a black cloak and you would do anything other than turn away immediately.
Right.
I would be like, bitch, I'm gone.
But I couldn't find a ton of information about them, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So, like, a lot of the information was super vague, with just a lot of the information being just they're super tall, flowy black cloaks.
And they live in caves?
No, they just, like, show up on the edge of...
there was just cave drawings of them.
Yeah. So that's they were the Chumash people who had... They were indigenous people who were the first to have recorded records of the Dark Watchers.
Damn, bro.
in California. California author John Steinbeck also grew up on stories of the Dark Watchers, and he has a short story where he describes a Dark Watcher. Here's a little quote from that story. I think the story was called Flight. I put the quote in here, but I forgot to say where the what the story is called, so that's my fault. I think it's called Flight, though. But Pepe looked up to the top of the next dry, withered ridge. He saw a dark form against the sky, a man's figure standing on top of a rock, and he glanced away quickly not to appear curious. When a moment later he looked up again, the figure was gone. So they're there, and then you look away, and they're gone. So they're like figments, kind of. It's unclear if he's actually ever seen one or not, but his mother used to tell him how she would leave offerings of food out in the mountains, and when she would return later, she would find that the food would be gone and flowers would be left in their spot.
So it is from John Steinbeck's Flight, which was in his 1938 collection of short stories called The Long Valley.
Yeehaw. See, I was right. I just didn't write it down. But, so scientists have tried to debunk the people, the Dark Watchers, by saying...
Scientists are always trying to fucking debunk everything. Can you just let there be spooky stories? Goddamn. I'm kidding.
They're saying that it could be an illusion, a hallucination, or misinterpretation of natural stimulus brought on by exhaustion or isolation.
So, like, I get that, but also, like, the odds of all of these people hallucinating the same thing feels, like, a little bit, like, of a stretch to me.
Right. Or, an optical illusion known as the Brocken Specter is a plausible explanation. A Brocken Specter can occur in certain atmospheric conditions when the sun is at a particular anger?
When the sun is angry, you see tall people in the cloaks. It's the sun's physical manifestation. He's there to yell at you.
When the sun is at a particular angle, the subject's shadow can be cast onto a cow. Fuck!
Oh my god, yes! Cast it onto a cow. Let's go.
A cloud bank around them, creating the illusion of a large, shadowy humanoid figure. Hmm. But that's science. Science is boring. Who likes that?
Oh, this is like the episode where I was like, actually, Bigfoot is just a bear. I'm fucking sorry, guys.
Another theory is that the Dark Watchers could possibly be a different form of shadow people.
Ah, okay.
For those of you who don't know what shadow people are, shadow people is a term that was coined by Heidi Hollis, who claims that shadow people are different forms of beings who have been around us from the beginning of time and usually appear as dark human-shaped silhouettes just outside of our peripheral vision. They are often believed to be ghosts or a collection of negative energy in a space.
And I like how I was just like, oh yeah, the shadow people. We're all like, familiar with the shadow people.
And you're like, what are those? They can often materialize in different forms and even can indicate that an individual is under psychic attack.
Oh my god, scary. Yeah. Right? Psychically attacking.
Right? Like, ooh.
The Russians have unlocked psychological warfare.
Oh my god. Some paranormal experts even theorize that there could be a correlation between shadow people and extraterrestrial life.
That's what I was thinking, because, I don't know, something about, like, a 10-foot-tall person in a cloak, like, just feels like...
an alien.
Yeah, because, doesn't like, it? What the fuck else would it be?
Right?
Because, like, were... being a ghost doesn't make you tall, so...
Yeah, you're not like all of a sudden you don't die and grow 10 feet, you know?
Although, imagine. You know the Jenna Marbles thing where she's like, I want to be tall.
Yeah. I miss Jenna Marbles.
Me too.
That's truly when the world started to go to shit.
You're right. You're correct. Well, I mean, it's been shit.
I mean, yeah, but it didn't help matters.
Yeah. I think how soon after Jenna Marbles quit YouTube did COVID hit? Or was COVID already happening? I think COVID was already happening.
I don't remember. Everything is fake.
Everything's a blur.
Oh, we already read that. But they went on. they went on to say, I didn't write this part down because I don't remember why, honestly. But they were even saying that the disappearing into oblivion could be like alien abduction and whatnot.
Oh.
Scientists say that seeing shadow people could also be a form of sleep paralysis. So, like, basically that this is scientists debunking shadow people, mm-hmm. by the
but
way.
But people say that you see shadow people when you're in sleep paralysis also, like, in
well,
a
yes, so this is...
way.
Well, yeah.
Like they're like, you're closer to the fucking astral plane or I don't know, whatever fucking bullshit.
Well, so... Scientists say that you hallucinate. Well, doctors... I just had a stroke. One of the, like, side effects of sleep paralysis is, like, a feeling of intense dread, the feeling of being suffocated, or, like, hallucinations.
Yeah, because it's kind of like you're asleep, but you're not asleep.
Yeah, so we're, like... You're awake, you feel fully conscious, but you're unable to move.
And you're, like, kind of dreaming a little
yeah.
bit. Yeah. One time when I had sleep paralysis, I saw I think we talked about this on the podcast, like, in an early episode. I don't really get sleep paralysis a lot, but I went through a phase where it was happening a lot. And I one time was on the couch, and I was, like, looking at the floor, and my eyes were open, and I saw a hand, like, cut off from... a body, so it's a disembodied hand, and it was crawling on the ground like a spider.
Oh. That's not generally how hands work.
No, so that probably was a hallucination.
Yeah, usually. More than likely.
I like to believe it was, because otherwise, what the fuck?
Well, on that note, shall we get into some sightings of some potential Dark Watchers?
Yeehaw.
Because I was on one of the, forums that I was getting my research from, and they had comments of people who had potentially saw some Dark Watchers, and I was like, oh shit. So
mind if I quote you real quick?
Right. So one person said they were hiking up a remote trail in Ojai, and they were about an hour up the mountain with no people or cars in sight. They said they were hiking and had this eerie feeling that they were being watched. They looked at the top of the mountain, saw a black figure, and they said they jokingly waved, not thinking much of the object, not really thinking the object was a person, and said that the object waved back.
Oh my god, imagine like you think you're waving at like a fucking tree or something, and then it waves back. I would simply drive off the cliff, is what I would...
seeing as that you're hiking, I don't know how well you would drive.
Oh, I don't know why I thought you meant like they were driving. Here's the issue, is that I don't use my brain, so...
I mean, you could just hike off the mountain, I guess.
Yeah, just whoop-a-doop-a-doop-boop, like a roadrunner.
Thinking I was maybe tripping or that it was the tree waving in the wind, I took a puff of my cigarette only to see the figure blow out a plume of smoke as well.
What the fuck?
I started to see it flowing, and I say flowing, almost floating vertically. I ran like hell back to my car, spraining my knee in the process.
Oh my god.
End quote.
Like floating towards the person?
It says...
Or like going up.
Up, like
vertically.
Vertically
is up. Okay, so it's like they're being retaken back to the mothership.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So that's one of them. A lot of these bitches are running, so be prepared for a lot of runner stories.
I mean, I too would run if I saw them.
No, I mean...
Oh, just, like, for fun?
Yeah, like hiking,
as a leisure
running.
Activity?
Yeah, no, can't relate.
Couldn't be me.
So this one was I'm a long-distance runner. Most of my training is up in the good old California mountains. I had a long run scheduled, so I headed out. I headed to Veterans Park here in the San Fernando Valley. The time of day was 2 p.m., I was running and up in an area where no human could climb without gear. I saw a black figure in plain daylight. I had never seen anything like it up in a mountain. It was darker than dark could not explain it. A year passed, and today again, January 24th, I saw it again and in the same spot. End quote. This man does not use a lot of punctuation.
I see that, yeah. I like that you stuck to it, though. You were like, this is how they wrote it. I'm going to deliver it how the author intended.
I did edit some of these for clarification purposes because some of them were just incomprehensible.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? No, some of these, you can understand what they're saying.
There's an ice cream truck outside my house, and it was deeply confusing to me for a second. I couldn't tell if the sound was coming from you or from me, and I was like...
You're like, am I getting ice cream?
There's something about an ice cream truck that is, like, deeply disturbing to me. Like, just the music.
I want ice cream now. I'm literally texting Stevie and saying that you said ice cream truck, and now I want ice cream. Those exact words. So here's another potential sighting. Mm-hmm. I remember one day my friends and I were coming back from LA. We passed the San Luis Obispo Reservoir. I may have not said that right, but I'm not from California. And as we drove on the road, I saw something at a distance down at the end of the mountain. It was a really big human figure, but it wasn't. It had a black cape, kind of like the Grim Reaper, and it was leaning over, holding on to a staff. At a puddle of water, or so that's what it seemed at a distance. It was in the daytime too, so I could identify it wasn't a person. Even in mid-daylight, he was very black and reminded me of a raven. I told my friend to look over at the mountains, and surprisingly, she was able to see a glimpse of it. I asked her what she saw without giving her my details, and she said exactly what I saw. She only looked at it for about 5 seconds, but she was able to see it. She almost lost control of her car, too, when she looked at it, and I begged her to go back and see it, but she was very tired of driving already. These dark watchers are real.
The drama of it all.
Right?
I feel like the fact that they're wearing black is not what would surprise me as much as the fact that they are the size of, like, actual giants.
Yeah, I think the 10-foot tall part's what gets me the most.
Yeah, because it's like a person, it might be weird, but a person could climb up a mountain and like put on a black flowy dress and a ski mask and be like, I'm going to scare some people. But they can't, well, I guess they could wear stilts, but that
but
would
I don't
be
think
really
they
like...
could do. I don't think they could do it all simultaneously.
Yeah, and that like that would really be commitment to the bit, and I don't know how...
Yeah, like, I don't think they could successfully climb a mountain whilst in a very large flowy black cloak and in
stilts.
A large brimmed hat mm-hmm. wearing stilts.
And then
stilts.
They're also going to somehow float.
And climb a mountain.
Yes.
It just, it's a little improbable. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the... Story of Dark Watchers. I didn't have a ton of information on it, so it was a little bit shorter of a story from me this week, but...
That's sick, though. I've never heard of those before.
I hadn't either. I think I, like, as I was telling the story now, I, like, vaguely have a mental image of it in my head that seems like mm-hmm. it's from a movie or something, and that could just be my brain making it up, or... Maybe I've seen it in something else, but...
You know what we should talk about sometime is those, like... When you first started telling the story, I thought... I was thinking that I might have heard of them before, and then I just realized what I was thinking of are those, like, black-eyed children.
I have no idea what those are.
Maybe next week or the week after that, we'll talk about them.
Hell yeah. But y'all have to come on back for that now. Y'all here?
That was certainly something that you just did.
Sure fucking was. Listen, I'm embracing my new haircut, and we're just living the vibe.
Oh, Chris has a mullet now.
I do.
For those of you. I'm a fan.
I'm living it.
I really
love
think
it so
it's
much.
The move.
Last night I got home from work, and I was like, I've had a really bad week. I want a mullet.
Like, it's making me want to go get a mullet.
And I think
you should. Oh my god,
matching
mullets.
Oh my god, yeah. Everyone in the podcast gets matching mullets.
I love that. Oh my god, get us. We're almost to 10,000 downloads.
We are.
Yes, 10,000, and we get matching mullets. I'm kidding. I'm not committing myself to that.
Why not?
I do think, though, if we ever get, like, 100,000 or, like, a milli or, I don't know, let's be exciting, then we're going to get our matching tattoos.
Oh, my God, yeah. We were going to get, like, sheet ghost tattoos.
Yeah, little ghosties. How cute.
That'd be so cute. We got to do that.
Yes.
But until 2 weeks from now, that has been Kath.
And that has been Chris.
And you have been you. Enjoy whatever it is you have going on in your life. Don't kill anyone. Don't do drugs unless you choose to.
Bargain with Satan for an ointment that will turn you into a werewolf.
And, you know, if you see a dark watcher, maybe don't make your friend pull over while you've been driving back from LA, because you might get abducted by aliens or you might just disappear into the void.
Yeah, maybe just be like, let's go home.
Yeah, it's late. Let's just drive home.
And on that note,
goodbye.
Stay spooky, y'all.